You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Working two jobs currently, how do I go about manipulating my time to grow my network marketing business? So first of all, just realize that it's been done before. There are people that had less time than you that built a successful network marketing business. So that's number one. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a couple stories here. So I had I haven't talked to him in a few years, but I got a buddy, Rob, out in Sacramento, California, that he's working for a home builder. And this home builder had, during the heyday, like 140, 150 people working for him. And with the economy and with when the real estate market crashed, it went down, it got all the way down to him and another person. So two people. And so it's, you know, two guys working this business that used to have 150 staff. Now it's two. And so he's working 90 hours a week. And by the way, he's got two, maybe three kids. I forget if he had two or three, but two or three kids. So two or three kids working 90 hours a week, 90 hours a week. Do you know, and yet he continued to rank advance. He continued to recruit people. I don't want to say every week, but definitely at least someone every other week, right? And some weeks he would have multiple. And so how do you do that? How's that even possible? You got a family, you got multiple kids, and 90 hours a week? That's more than two full-time jobs. It's crazy. And so how do you do it? He fit it in wherever he could. And so when he was going to fill up his gas tank, he told me these stories. When he was going to fill up his gas tank, he would never pull into an empty gas station. He would look to see what was the busiest gas station. Then he would pull in there and he would prospect every person at the pumps. He didn't take his lunch break and just kind of loaf around and just like, oh man, it's so nice to take a break. He made phone calls, just like I did. The last job that I had, I worked for an insurance company, and on my lunch break and on every break I had, I was hammering out phone calls, trying to make sales, trying to, you know, get in touch with prospects, etc. And so that's what I did too. I'll tell you one more story. So one of our clients and friends, Taylor Thompson, you know, she is a mother, and she had very aggressive goals to grow her network marketing business. So she would go to the grocery store, she would pile in two kids in the grocery cart, push them around, and prospect anyone she ran into. And then when she was done, when she hit her numbers, she would go back, unload the kids, and leave the grocery store without ever buying anything. That's called hungry. That's called, I'm going to make it happen no matter what the hell is going on, right? That's someone who makes it happen. Rob made it happen. Taylor made it happen. And so now we have technology. For the first time in human history, we have access to thousands, if not tens of thousands of people by just sitting at home in our PJs and just typing away, yet we still struggle with time management. We still struggle with locating human beings to speak to. So technology is designed to make your life easier, better, faster, you know, cheaper, right? But more and more people are still stuck on the same excuses that they had in 1973. And that is, where do I find people to talk to? How do I manage my time? You fill it. You fill however you can. So you work the two jobs. You deal with the multiple kids. You deal with the other things going on with your church, your charity, your community, or whatever. And you do what you can. You know, A.L. Williams said, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. And it's absolutely true. You may, if you're working two or three full-time jobs, you may only be able to prospect four or five people a week. That may be a reality for you, but you can prospect four or five people a week. I don't care if you work 120 hours a week. You can prospect four or five people a week. Before your head hits the pillow, just reach over and send a message through Facebook Messenger. You can prospect four or five people a week. Every human being on the planet can do that. I don't care how many hours you got and you got 17 kids, okay? And so it's just, will you? Now, if you prospect four or five people every single week, then it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to have $1 million business in, you know, day four, right? But if you keep showing up, what if it takes 5 years? What's your alternative? Are you going to build financial freedom in 5 years without network marketing? Probably not. Now, if you inherited a whole bunch of money and you're just going to put them in a hedge fund or whatever, then congrats. You know, hey, remember me, remember the little guys. But unless you have something like that, you're inheriting a bunch of, you know, apartment buildings or car washes or ATM machines or whatever, how are you going to do it? So what if it takes 5 years? So what? What's your alternative? How else are you going to be financially free? There probably isn't a way. And so when you have 2 or 3 full-time jobs and 17 kids running around and you got a health condition as well, you got to do what you can do. It's all you can do. And so you reach out to 4 or 5 people a week. You do that every single week. You do that for years, and it may take you years. Not easy, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. So stop being addicted to speed. Like, oh man, I got to get this to work tomorrow. Stop it. It's not going to work tomorrow. But if you keep showing up and you keep prospecting, math is in your favor. You're going to eventually, if you keep going, you will build a successful business. Network marketers, they either succeed or they quit. It's not failure. It's just you either quit too soon or you succeeded because you hung around. And so there you go. I hope that that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.